Oh. His name is so sweet to me. His name is so sweet to me. Presence, as if our eye would see him. I love my Savior. I love my Savior. So sweet to me. His name is so sweet to me. Although the lips are silent, yet the heart speaketh.
Yeah.
holy anointing.
Bleibe auf mir ruh.
Abide on me.
Göttlicher Tröster.
Divine Comforter.
Leite
lead
all my doings. Ich hielt noch dies und jenes fest.
I was still holding to this and that. Holy anointing.
Bleibe auf mir ruh.
Remain resting
Göttliche
on me.
Tröster.
Divine Comforter.
Leite
lead all my doings.
Die Rede meines Seins, die nie sonst wollten richtig gehen. In Friede voller Nacht und Tag sich drehen. Heilige Sein,
holy anointing.
Bleibe auf mir ruh.
Remain resting on me. Divine Comforter. Lead all my doings.
O teuer wird der Himmelsgast.
Spirit of truth, lead me now into all truth. Holy anointing, remain resting on me. Divine Comforter, lead all my doings.
Heilige Salbung, bleibe auf mir ruh. Göttlicher Tröster,
praise and thanks be unto the name of the Lord, that we can be again be here coming together under the sound of the Word of God. We would like to start this word observation in the name of the Lord. We are grateful for the wonderful songs which we heard, also the song which our two sisters have sung, Holy Anointing, remain resting on me. May the anointing of the Spirit come upon all who will hear his holy word tonight, especially on our brother. We greet all who are joining us online right now, all brothers and sisters worldwide, in many languages and nations. And we are convinced that the Lord will bless us together. All of us, we hoped that this pandemic gets over more quickly. But now it is like this, that probably we will go still into the next year with it. But we are grateful that the Lord has taken care for us, for his people, also for the spiritual food. The Lord has taken care in this evil time. We are grateful that three times a week here from Krefeld, sermons are broadcasted via the internet. And all of us who were hearing it, we are grateful to God for it. He has taken care for it. May the Lord bless us together, is my prayer. I read a word for the introduction, a word from Psalms. What in this year was read many times this year. Words of comfort and of edification. I read the first verses from Psalms 91. Psalms 91, the first 8 verses. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Are these not wonderful words of comfort? We have put our trust in the Lord, also in this evil time, this pandemic is threatening not only some countries, but worldwide. But we may hope in the Lord, trusting in Him. He has led us until this day, holding His hands over us. May He continue to do it. Let us stand up wherever we are for prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the possibility to speak now with thee in prayer, thanking you that you have done great things in us. You have kept us until this hour, and we thank you. Your blood covers us also now in this moment. You see all of us, Lord. You are holding our fate in your hands, and we trust in you that you will make all things well. Bless this word observation. Bless Brother Frank. May the anointing of your Spirit rest upon him. Strengthen him according to body, soul, and spirit. Help your people worldwide. We thank you for it, that you have done it. In Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Here is a word of greeting which I would like to read here. Beloved Brother Frank, with all my heart, I would like to greet you in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Some days I'm touched that I shall write you. When I now write, I don't want to show my knowledge, but my deep connection with you and with the God-given ministry. We are grateful for it, for the transmitted sermons, but most of all, for the live services, to your testimony that the anointing of the Holy Spirit rests upon you as it rested upon all the prophets and apostles. I have a mighty amen for it. Because of that, we can cry out today as the multitude which Brother Branham has seen in paradise, where he testified only to have preached what Paul preached. Thereon we rest. It was again shown to us how far the time has spent on the world clock. Because of the grace which was given to us, we are grateful that it's not for us the great and terrible day, but it's the great and glorious day, because we will enter into his glory. On one hand, we have the longing to pass and to be joined with him, our Lord Jesus Christ, forever. On the other hand, we are grateful for every day of grace and for every day of preparation which he still grants unto us. Also, we have still children, we have relatives outside who are on our hearts and for whom we stand in for prayer before God. But nevertheless, our testimony is that we, for us personally, have made a decision for eternity, which doesn't depend on situations or circumstances, also not depending on the decision of our children. To me becomes the consciousness every time greater. What kind of grace and mercy we have received to may accept and receive what God has given to mankind in Christ Jesus. It doesn't make us pride, but it bends us to the dust from which we were taken. With these thoughts, I would like to close. May the Lord give you also for the coming year the right scriptures unto your heart, and with His anointing come upon thee. Up to here, this wish of blessing. All of us, we can join to it for tonight. Before Brother Frank comes, I shall read another word from Romans, chapter 8. Romans, chapter 8, from verse 28. Romans, chapter 8, from verse 28. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. For whom He did foreknow, He also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of His Son, that He might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom He did predestinate, them He also called. And whom He called, them He also justified. And whom He justified, them He also glorified. Up to here, the word of God. Now I ask that Brother Frank comes. Thank you. Yes, to the Lord be the thanks with all our hearts. That we can hear the precious and holy word, carrying it, believing it, experiencing it. On this weekend, for me, it will not be easy to say something. Firstly, the many greetings from everywhere, from our brethren, from Switzerland, Austria. That what Brother Borg was reading is from a brother from Austria. All are sending greetings. Brother Müller from Germany. Brother Etienne Genton. Whether Brother John from Bucharest. All brothers from Ottawa, from Toronto, from Edmonton, from Nairobi, from Kinshasa, from everywhere, all are sending heartfelt greetings. And in particular also, our brother Dr. Mbie, who always thanks the Lord, pouring out his heart thanking the Lord that 4,000 people in his surroundings are hearing the transmission here and there, from near and far. They are coming together. May God bless our brother, also Brother Ngonga and Brother Motika, all brothers, wherever they might be. In particular, Brother Etienne Genton and all translators, God bless you from the riches of his grace. Then, Brother and Sister Ziller from Cordova, Argentina, have phoned. They are sending heartfelt greetings, and similar emails are coming from everywhere, that in this year, through the transmissions, the word of the Lord is accomplishing more than in all the years before. It's just mighty. All are recognizing that we have come very close to the end. And time and again, we can read Matthew 24. From the beginning, we can read how the Lord spoke the verdict, and that would take place with a temple, that not one stone will remain upon the other stone. Why not? Because you missed the day of your gracious visitation. And the disciples asked him, when will this happen? And what is the sign of thy return and of the end of the world? Beloved, we may say it for the glory of God, that at no time point the plan of salvation was so revealed as in our time. And we all believe with all our hearts that the scripture has found fulfillment. And as our brother said in his writing, we are of course not waiting for the great and terrible day of the Lord. We are waiting for the glorious day of the return of Jesus Christ, our Lord. And this return of the Lord is preceded by the last message, by the last invitation, by the last call, by the last teaching. This foreruns the return of the Lord. And brothers and sisters, it hurts me to come to this point now. Today is the 31st of October, Reformation Day. In many years, this day is a public holiday in Germany, remembering the Reformation, which is now 500 years past. It was on the 31st of October, 1517, when Martin Luther nailed the 95 theses on the castle church at Wittenberg. And he cried out that man is not saved by own works, but alone saved through faith in Jesus Christ. And if you then look back to all these years, I just want to make it brief, but it's just on my heart. All of us, we know the Old and the New Testament. And it's just so wonderful that we have this Bible in our hands, saying we have a testament which God made, a last will, whether the Old or whether the New Testament. And there's no other book on earth which can be called as a testament of God. And here we have all of the plan of salvation, which is already foreshadowed in the Old Testament, under the anointing of the Holy Spirit by the prophets, foretold. And we all know the New Testament began with the fulfillment of Bible prophecies from the Old Testament. Isaiah 40, verse 3 was fulfilled. Malachi 3, verse 1a was fulfilled. And when John was asked, "Art thou Elijah?" he said, "No." "Art thou Christ?" "No." "Art thou that prophet?" "No." "Who art thou then?" And then we can read it in John 1, verse 23. "I am the voice of him who cries in the wilderness, prepare the way for the Lord, make straight the way of the Lord." It's something mighty for me. It's something precious for me. That the New Testament started with the fulfillment of Bible prophecies, and it will end with the fulfillment of Bible prophecies. And we are grateful for the orientation which we have in the Word of God by His grace. Let us look back to the 2000 years, just briefly. Let us look back in which the New Testament church is on the earth. Our Lord finished the work of redemption on the day of Pentecost. He fulfilled the word from the prophet Joel. "In the last days, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh." And on the day of Pentecost, on the founding day of the New Testament church, Peter, under the anointing and inspiration of the Holy Spirit, he could call out, "Here it is being fulfilled what God spoke through the prophet Joel." From the beginning, fulfillment of Bible prophecies up to the end. In the same way, we must say it with pain, that the developments during these 2000 years was so terrible that our Lord, really, he has to weep over that what happened on the earth in the name of Christendom. And I think now, just to the first 500 years after Christ, I think about how the Bible doctrine about the Godhead was just twisted. As Matthew 28, verse 19 was totally taken out of context.
And a formula was made out of it. And here is the terrible. It's not only a misunderstanding, not only an unbiblical formula which was made there, and all the world repeats this formula in the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. One just has to say it, that in this formula, the first cursing of the people of Israel took place. That in this triune formula, everything that was done in the seven crusades, everything happened in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Every act, everything happened in this formula. In this Bible, in this Divine Testament, there's not one single time that somebody ever did something in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Even the least. Our Lord said very clearly and baptized them in the name. Father is not a name. Son is not a name. Holy Ghost is not a name. About which name it is? About the New Testament covenant name in which God revealed himself to mankind as Father in the Son and through the Holy Spirit. In this New Testament covenant name, all believers should be baptized. And it also happened, whether in the book of Acts chapter 2, from verse 38 up to 41, whether in Acts chapter 8, verse 16, whether in Acts chapter 10, verse 49, whether in Acts chapter 19, verse 5, whether in Romans 6, my God in heaven, every baptism is testified hereof, whether Peter, whether Philip, or Paul. Here we have a testament. In this testament, everything is written. A holy anger could come upon a true man of God. That everything was changed. Yes. The people were deceived with pious sayings. And let us say it once again. Especially that this formula was used for everything. The joining of all the lodges. The joining of the Freemason lodge. There the Bible is on the table. The circle. The triangle. And then comes the oath. In the triune formula. All of mankind was deceived. All of mankind was led into error. And in that moment, where church and state became one, a church state, then the persecution started, and what was left? Millions and again millions were killed in the name of the Father, Son, and of the Holy Ghost. From time into eternity, they were delivered. One may not think about it. Even at the first crusade, 1095, in this formula, and then go to Jerusalem. avenge the blood of the crucified one, beloved. One may not go into church history. Don't go thoroughly in it. Oh, what is written there? What happened there? The more thankful we can be that the Lord, at the end of the time of grace, He really has helped us so that we could come back to the beginning by the grace of God. Let us look quickly to the past 600 years. Jan Hus lived, of course, 100 years before Luther. And already there, the persecution was going on. One could go into all the details. Even when Hus was burned at the stake, one may not think about all these things. And time and again, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. But then, as already mentioned, came of course the breakthrough of the revival. And God made a new beginning. And I don't know if I'm right when I mention this now. In the church at Wittenberg is the remembrance to the Jews, which were described and called as swines. And at the greatest church, the swine, and above written, the Jew swine. Even in the Reformation, not after the Reformation, after the 500, they were not able to take this picture from the church, to take it away. Even a court case said it belongs to the history. One has to imagine that the despising and rejection of the Jews, even after the Reformation, it went on even until this day. Who can understand this, brothers and sisters? It just touched me. Today is Reformation Day. Whom has helped this day? Who found grace with God? To whom was the word really revealed? And so, we are looking to that what God has done in the past 500 years. One revival after the other revival. Closer and closer to that what the Holy Scripture teaches. Closer and closer. Through all the revivals, up to the Pentecostal revival, which of course started at 1906. Officially it started there. And then, after the Second World War, from 1946 on, we experienced and witnessed that God used Brother Branham in a very special way, calling him, sending him to bring the message of the Word, of the Holy Word, to restore all things in the Church of Jesus Christ. And why is he called Elijah? As the prophet Elijah called the people of God together on Mount Carmel, rebuilding the altar, rebuilding it. So, Brother Branham had to restore, had to rebuild the doctrines of the 12 apostles. The altar had to be rebuilt. And the doctrine of the 12 apostles is just here. When we read Revelation 12, then the church has the crown of 12 stars. And brothers and sisters, we just have to take it to heart that God is watching over His people and that He completes His work under the true believers in our time. Also this, we said many times that our Lord has said in Matthew 24, verse 15, this gospel of the kingdom of God shall be preached unto all nations for a witness, and then the end shall come. And the original, everlasting gospel was preached in our time worldwide. I write in my new circular letter of the experience 1949. But perhaps it's good if it is being said here once again. 1948, I was converted in the first tent mission after the war. And in the Baptist church, I was baptized. But 1958, I was baptized biblically in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I just said, brothers and sisters, the time is here, and one just has to say it to all people. No compromise. No, not one single false teaching. But as the Apostle John testified, as the anointing has taught you, so abide in Him. And the anointing of the Holy Spirit rested upon the prophets, rested upon the apostles. And therefore, it's not the word of Peter or the word of Isaiah, but the Word of God in the Old and in the New Testament. In the word of introduction, we have read the wonderful word from Romans chapter 8. And brothers and sisters, let us also say this once again. As here, as written in verse 29, all of you, you were reading, that in Him, the firstborn, we were predestinated to become sons and daughters of God. Predestinated to be conformed to the image of His Son, that He might be the firstborn among many brethren. Precious brothers and sisters, a high divine calling, sons and daughters of God, He the firstborn, we the firstborn, and as in Him the Redeemer, all scriptures came to fulfillment, which referred to Him, So all promises and scriptures which refer to us will find their fulfillment. And the Lord God will make the finishing. He will make the completion by His grace. Namely, in those who really, in the fear of God, in the fear of God, receive and accept what is written in the Bible. Not one interpretation, not one compromise, but as it is left to us in the Word. And as I mentioned just before, that of course all in the early church, they were baptized in the New Testament covenant name, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And this applies. Another baptism doesn't count before God. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. And thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall deliver his people from their sins. There's no other name given under heaven to men in which they can be saved, but only in Jesus Christ our Lord. And therefore, God, before the time of grace comes to its end, and before a bride church is called out, brothers, sisters, without judging, the confusion in all the churches, what shall he do with it? What shall he do with it? No. And again, no. God has people on earth who hear his voice, who accepted the invitation, who became believers, who were baptized biblically, who believe every promise up to the promise that the Lord, before the return of Jesus Christ, would send his servant and prophet to really take us out from all confusion and deception, to lead us out and to pardon us and to give us the salvation, to show us the way on which we must walk to reach the destination. And as we just read, those who love God, to them all things work together for good. Also, what is happening now through this Corona story, what do you think, how I feel? 55 years. Yes, the last Sunday in Zurich, the first Sunday in Krefeld, and then traveling throughout all the world. It just belonged to it. And the last report was that I traveled 15 million miles with Lufthansa. When I think about in this year, I'm here now, the building is empty, but all over the earth there are people gathered in the various countries to hear the transmissions, to receive the word and to believe it with all their heart. For me, it's of course not so easy throughout all these years. And you all know, since 46 years, we have this house of God. We dedicated it to the Lord. And when I think about it, somebody said, I counted the chairs, 1,135 chairs here on the balcony, in the dining room, in all the rooms. And when we think about in the past years, everything was full of people. And now we see that it's impossible anymore. But, and this we may say, if God would not have given the grace to have visited personally all the countries and to carry the last message there, if I would not have been able to establish this personal contact, then today, worldwide, not millions could hear today. Now all are connecting, who by God's grace, throughout all these years, have heard the word of the Lord from my mouth. And I thank God that day and night we could travel to bring the last message. And we remember that the Lord, very briefly, He will call the last ones. And then the end shall come. We all know that God has a time plan. And that the 6,000 years are almost finished. And the seventh millennium, the next 1,000 years will be the millennium. And afterward, eternity will break forth. Everything is coming to its end. Whether we look to Israel, whether we remember the earthquakes, which now happened also. Brothers and sisters, when I heard this with Izmir, I was thinking about when I traveled after I heard the sermons of the seven seals, I just wanted to be on the Isle of Patmos. And God has led it in such a way that in Athens, in the great Pentecostal church, I could preach there. And then I went to the harbor, driving with a taxi there, and then on the ship throughout the Aegeus up to Patmos, and then from Patmos to Samos, and then from Samos to Izmir, Turkey. And when I just heard that Izmir is affected by these earthquakes, one just remembers certain experiences. May God give grace. May He call out the last ones. Also, this is happening in our time. Dear brothers and sisters, as the Lord said, famines, earthquakes, pestilences, perplexity, everything is taking place in our time. And we may say, we are that generation which witnesses all that. And our Lord said it very clearly. When you see these things coming to pass, lift up your heads, for your redemption is drawing near. May all be strengthened anew, being newly blessed in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. May I ask that all stand up wherever you might be, and that We thank the Lord together now. Heavenly Father, with all my heart, I thank you for your precious and holy word. Together we thank you for all brothers who are translating your word into other languages. For all the translators, we thank you, beloved Lord. May the last message reach the last ones. May the number get full so that you can return to take us home. To you, the faithful God, we say thanks in Jesus' holy name. Amen. All what I have, all what is precious to me, it was not mine anyhow. He has given it to me. Let me use it to illuminate my way. Be merciful to me. Be merciful to me, O Lord. Pull away the veil before me, so that I can see what you have done. Show me where I would be today. Show me that you received me. Remember, we are just people, forgetful and weak. Be merciful to us and watch over us. Nothing good I did. Jesus just received me. I'm not worthy of his love. It was my sin and guilt which he bore. Yes, he loves me. I cannot understand it. Pull away the veil before me, so that I can see what you have done. Show me where I would be today. Show me that you received me. Remember, we are just people, forgetful and weak. Be merciful to us and watch over us. Looking up to you, I may be confident now, because you revealed your word unto me. Fail me in your spirit, for you love me. You love me, my Lord. Pull away the veil before me,
Der Halt dich da.